broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy. Habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal? Huh?
All right, all right, all right, fellas. Let's get the fuck out of here, bro.
Wait, no, no, really? No, no, no.
Wait, we're just getting started, bro.
Got what? Here. Just got here.
I feel like I've been here for fucking 30 minutes. Shit. What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas.
Where everybody can be with.
Is it because I said it too lively? Or
yes.
Too...
No, it's because you left the part of it out.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas.
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Talking about titties.
Oh. Hell yeah. Damn, I'm starting to like this show, man. Started off strong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. A lot of these fucking girls, they've been doing this shit now, man. They caught on to the loophole, and they're just breastfeeding left and right, man.
Titties everywhere.
Yeah. A lot?
Yeah, I've seen at least 5 different ones. Yeah.
I've seen some massive, nice titties. Usually massive, they're not very nice. You know,
right.
But that's because you were looking at Ethiopians.com.
Yeah, that was terrible, man.
Jerky's like, have you seen that shit? It's the grossest shit.
Yeah.
Like, why are they so fucking floppy?
Weird. Dude,
why?
There's no filling in it or something. They look deflated. Kind of the fucking Tom Brady balls.
Right. Yeah, something like that. Dude, but it's crazy, like, when the kid just kind of tugs on it and the lady just drops her titty and shit.
Bro.
She just pulls it out and just lets it fall.
I was still pretty surprised, like, how many kids were, like, sucking on a titty and then grabbing the other one, just, like, fondling it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, we are fucking animals. We do that as an adult as well, right?
Right.
Like, as a kid, like, that's your nature to just tug on a titty?
So you think it's kind of like... What do they call it when you nostalgic? Like, it's kind of nostalgic. Like, when we do that.
Subconsciously?
I think so.
Because when we were children or babies, we were breastfed.
Yeah, but I've heard that women really don't like when they get their titties sucked a lot. You know, like, a little bit is fine. But, like, if you're on it for a prolonged period of time, they're like, all right, something's wrong with this guy.
Well, I mean, yes, Jericho, yes.
Yeah?
She's like, it's time to fuck now.
I'm not done yet.
And he's like, no, please, let me do it a little bit longer.
Yeah, because after a while it becomes kind of weird.
And then really? you start chafing it.
Yeah.
Jericho's like, is it okay if I wear my diaper?
It's called role playing, guys.
Can I call you mom too? Or can I call you auntie?
No.
Hey, if you guys were single, or Barlos, you're single right now. I'm about to bring something up.
Wow.
Like if your next girl has some big ass titties, would you put it in a headlock?
her head or the fucking titty?
The titty. I would, man.
What kind of question is
that? I know,
that?
What the fuck?
It just popped into my head. I was like, man, what would I do with big titties? And headlock was the first thing that popped into my head.
How did you even do that?
But why do you, how is it even a headlock if you're not even headlocking a head?
What would you call it? Titty lock?
Titty lock?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe like if she's spooning you, like she's behind you, you just grab a titty in the headlock. The thing is,
what I'm talking about, like a massive titty.
It's not a floppy titty. You can't like maneuver it.
Yeah. It'd be like a big fake titty, so you can just grab onto it.
Okay. That's still weird, bro. What are you trying to do, milk it, or what are you trying to do?
I don't know. All right, speaking of milk. Would you guys drink breast milk? Or, like, what if, like, she had a baby and you guys are fucking and she's just leaking all over the place?
I would try it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have tried it.
You have?
Yeah.
How does it taste?
Warm.
No, I said taste, not what's the temperature.
Oh, that's not a flavor?
No, what does it taste like? Do you know?
It's kind of like, you know, cow, unhomogenized cow milk.
Ooh, so the good kind.
Yeah.
Leche bronca.
But a little, but not as thick.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the flavor's a little lighter.
Uh-huh.
But it's about the same.
Were you able to put it in a cup?
No, I sucked it right out of the tit.
Oh, see, you should have, like, ordeñarla in the cup, bro.
No, see, I didn't grow up in a farm, so I didn't know how to do that.
Oh.
I only know how to suck, you know, milk out of a tit with my mouth.
Oh, Jerky, man. What's it called, the thing that... Where you go and you drink it?
Pajarete?
Pajarete.
Oh, that shit you
so,
used to do.
Yeah, yes. So if any of you listeners are lactating, invite us over for some pajarete.
I'll take some cinnamon and some chocolate.
Listen, man, when you go at 5 in the morning and it's fucking cold and you start, like, you know, getting the milk into the cup,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of that, like smoke.
The steam.
The steam. Oh, my God.
Well, it is a steam. It's just the heat that's evaporating because of the cold.
Yeah. I know. But can you imagine a girl lactating into a cup and steam just starts coming out? That would be the most beautiful sight in the world, bro.
You have some problems.
I'm just saying, man. That means she's warm inside, bro.
Well, yeah, she better be. God damn it, or else you're fucking a fucking corpse.
By the way, I was
speaking
able
of corpse.
Yes, I am so sorry for all the dumb jokes that I did last week about the Society of the Snow,
uh-huh.
Which is that Alive movie.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In the modern day. Holy fuck.
What happened? Did you get caught up in the snow too?
No.
Wait, you ready to eat some frozen dick?
No.
Frozen,
no.
Frozen titties.
No, man. But I, you know, Alive was a movie that we saw in the 90s.
Yes.
And it was nowhere near as grotesque as the movie that came out this past year, Society of the Snow.
Oh, it's no, way,
no,
way
no,
more graphic.
No, no, it's not. It's not.
It's pretty grotesque.
No, it's not.
Because they actually show the meat. And the food or whatever.
Right. It looks like a piece of fucking salmon or fucking sushi, man.
I understand that, but they didn't do that in the 90s movie. They didn't even look tired in the 90s movie.
I know. They all look well fed and shit.
I know. They look fucking healthy. They look like they were going to go to a party and shit. Like, when they got saved, they were clean, bro. And in this movie, they really made it seem very realistic.
Yeah.
And
they were
like
skinny.
They were like savages and shit.
Yes.
Like,
and I feel bad for all the jokes. As I was watching it, I felt worse and worse and worse because, you know, it was some serious situation where people really had to, you know, do a lot of soul searching and actually see if they wanted to survive by eating someone.
Right.
And you know what? I'm glad you saw it because I remember you were making fun of when one of the cute girls died.
Yes.
And one of the cute girls died. And it was like one of the other guys' sister.
No.
And then eventually they had to eat her and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you still think they ate a titty?
Dude, and if her brother ate her, would that be considered incest?
No, he's not fucking her.
Maybe but he ate her pussy.
Wow, you guys are fucking...
You said they ate everything.
You guys are disgusting.
You said!
I don't know if they ate vagina. Or the penis part.
Listen, there
I
was...
I mean, who in their right mind would eat that part of it?
Who would know?
Exactly. Listen, they ate everything because at one point they showed rib cages.
Right.
And that means they picked off everything.
They were showing like carcasses and
carcasses,
shit?
Carcasses, fucking like toes and fingers. And it was just, it was that grotesque.
See, if we were eating Jerky's toes, we would know. Like these little motherfuckers, little niblets.
They're going to keep me alive for another 10 seconds.
He said 10 seconds.
Shit.
Yeah, but it was a really good movie. I really have to recommend that movie for this week.
All of a sudden.
Damn. I'm just saying.
He was making all this fun about the movie and about even me watching it in the first place.
I didn't think it was going to be that good, bro. And I didn't really feel that I was going to connect with the characters like that. And it was something that was enlightening for me.
Is it because they're from Uruguay and not Mexican?
I think that was part of it, yes. Mm.
Man, Barlos has been on it, man. I started watching The Last Airbender, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's right. Pretty good.
Yeah, wow. With your daughter,
with my daughter, yeah.
All right. See? All right.
All right. The next one is Shogun.
Okay.
On Hulu FX.
Perfect.
Like, fucking good. I think there's only 3 episodes out right now, but it's fucking good. Fucking Shogun. Highly recommend it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Barlos.
You're welcome, motherfucker.
I think I'll go watch some breastfeeding now.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
You know, bless their hearts. You know, there's more and more of these women, of these beautiful women, that are like they're seeing the what do you call it? What's the fucking word?
The movement.
They're seeing the movement. They're seeing the, you know, how good it is to do this for other women. So there is, you know, there's more and more coming out that are showing other women how to breastfeed. You know, and, you know, they're using, you know, some of them are using real babies. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's there. Their baby.
Like, let me borrow your baby real quick.
I'm like, wait a minute, that kid's black. And you're a white-ass woman. You know, and it's great. You know, I love the fact that they, you know, they join this culture where they're like, let's teach women how to do this.
What's the next step, though? There's got to be a next step after that. Like, breastfeeding videos is one thing, but they're going to go into, like, sexual healing type of episode.
It should be one. You know, how to give a good, how to, you know.
Blowjob. Probably.
Well, I mean, that's like, I might as well watch a porno, right?
No.
Or maybe.
No, no,
no. Because
or maybe,
it'll be like instructional.
No, right. They should be teaching their daughters how to masturbate.
All right. They already have those videos.
Oh.
They're called Mom Teaches.
Oh. I'll look it up later.
Dude, did you guys hear about that fucking weird dude that's 18 and he's, he films his mom getting fucking boned,
bro,
for her OnlyFans?
That is disturbing.
Yeah, 18 years old, bro, and she's probably kicking him down with good money, but I don't know. I couldn't film my mom getting gangbanged.
No way.
I think I would take some kind of offense.
How much money?
Shut up, bitch. How dare you ask me that?
Yeah, because you know you got to answer it.
Yes.
And there's an amount.
There's got to be an amount.
There's an amount.
Damn. All right, $10,000 a year.
No.
Oh, come on.
I thought you were saying per session.
Per session.
All right. $50,000.
What?
A year.
No. If my mom, how much is my mom making?
Oh, a million. No, she's rolling it in, bro.
Like a million?
Well, she's doing all the work.
I don't care. Hey, if I don't film it, she's not making money.
That's right. Or she can have somebody else film that shit.
Or 10% for her manager.
Are you her manager?
I don't know. So what, 10% of a million, 100K?
That's 100,000. All right, 100,000 a year.
Damn. I don't. Fuck. It depends. If I'm down and out and I'm a fucking lowlife that doesn't have shit else going on in my life, maybe.
Bitch, you're fucking filming her anyway. You might as well get paid.
No. I'm saying that would entice me to help her out.
Oh, to do it even more?
No, just to do it, bitch. I'm not doing it for free.
How about 150K?
A year.
A year.
I'm down.
Plus benefits.
How many gangbangs are we talking, man?
I don't know. I mean, how many can you really do? Because they need time for healing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, if it's a gangbang, that's a lot of fucking.
Yeah.
That's Let's a lot say. Of fucking.
150 for 10 gangbangs?
So she does one gangbang a month.
Okay.
But on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, you have to put up content.
Okay.
So what is that content? God. Is it like with one person or is it just masturbation?
Masturbation?
Yeah.
Then that's kind of fuck. Just you and your mom and shit and she's like masturbating and you're just.
Well, once you set up the cameras.
And leave, huh?
And leave. But then.
You got to edit, probably.
You edit.
If you're the editor, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to watch all this shit from different angles.
Damn, mom. I don't know. I think 150 on the low end, bro.
I'll say 200.
About 200?
Yeah.
You think 150 is a year is going to pay for your therapy that you're going to need down
need
the line?
No, I don't think I'll need therapy.
You're going to need therapy.
I'm okay.
I understand.
I'm fine now.
Really? Now?
I mean, I've always been.
Fucking Barlos would walk in the dark and be like, why is my mom floating?
why is she upside down? Why does her mouth look full?
It's like you eating my snacks. What about you, Jericho? You got a price, man.
Man, if it ain't $500,000, then I ain't doing it.
$500,000.
You want half?
$5,000 a year? Yes.
No. I mean, what?
A year?
A year? What are you talking? Well, I mean, $500,000 a year? Yes.
Yeah. You want half?
Yes, I want half.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I'm doing the editing.
Wait.
Editing takes a long time.
What if she's like, you got to suck at least one dick?
No, why? Why? Wait, whoa, whoa. Why am
she's
I
like, you want,
do it?
You want 500K?
What am I going to do with that? There's no reason for me to do that.
Well, you're also the fluffer.
I'm not the fluffer. There's no way you can pay somebody for that. A day laborer or something. I don't know.
Oh, you know,
you
maybe,
know what?
Yeah.
For $500K, I think I would hire somebody.
Yeah, we can hire him, like, you know, $1,000 a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, see, that's no problem.
Be all right. Yeah. You won't even have to be in the room.
There you go.
Damn. All
right. All right.
But see, you see how none of us said we wouldn't sell our mamas out? That's the real, that's the sick part.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, we got a listener question.
That's not what it was.
What?
You lying motherfucker.
No, I'm not.
We ain't got no fucking listeners, bro.
No, we do have listeners, man.
I don't believe you, man.
We have at least four, right? So, I mean, we lost a couple.
Yeah, we lost a few.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right.
It's all right. We pick, we know, we drop one, we pick up two, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
But one of the listeners wants to know, low rise or high rise?
We talking about
sunsets?
We're talking about, we're talking about low jeans or high jeans or what?
No, the waist.
The waist. So, like, we're talking about jeans and the waistline. And then we're also talking about bikinis.
Right.
Like, oh, and underwear. Because there's this new trend with girls. And it's been going on for a pretty, what, 5-6 years now?
The fucking mom pants.
Yeah, the mom pants. Have you guys been
I don't like those.
It's fucking weird, right?
That's a really weird trend.
And I'm a low rise guy.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, when it was a low rise in what, the 90s and the 2000s, that was the sexiest time that we ever had in our lives. In our lives, because I think it was a thing back in the 70s, right?
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Then all of a sudden, they started going higher and higher and higher. And I was like, why are these people looking like moms now? And they're only 19.
You know what? I fucking blame the Kardashians, bro.
Is that who started that fucking
trend? I think so.
Trend?
I think either Kim or her sister.
Oh,
I don't know if they're doing it for the style or they're doing it to hide their bodies. I don't know. I don't know what it is because you can't, you know. I mean, you know, I guess I'm being a perv, but you can't see anything. It's
no.
Like,
yeah, I understand. But even with bikinis, have you noticed that they like to put the little, I don't know what, the strings or whatever, up high, and makes their ass look all long and shit, like the 80s.
Oh, but it's a G-string in the back, though. It's like cheeky, though, right?
It is, but it makes them look weird, you know?
Really?
Yeah, because I don't understand the style or the look, but it doesn't look flattering.
See, but I've seen, like, some high-waisted, like, bathing suits, but they're not like string in the back or anything like that. They're kind of, like, full.
Right, oh, and it's all high, right?
Right,
on the waist.
Yeah,
and I think that's got to go. That can't be a thing anymore.
Well, I think that girl is probably hiding, you know, like something, you know, they may be like a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker.
Oh no, we're not talking about the like hiding any of the belly.
Uh-huh.
It's just the string that goes all the way like to their obliques, if you can.
You
know what I mean? It's not hiding anything. It's still like right below their belly button.
Oh, okay.
But the strings go to the side.
Oh, see,
like
I was the one that you're talking about. That's probably what I was talking about. It wasn't just the string. It covers like the whole midsection almost.
Right.
Yeah, and it makes their ass look all long and shit. It looks weird, bro.
Yeah, long ass day.
I used to love those fucking memes. You're like, oh, this lady looks like she had a long-ass day. How does somebody even have an ass that fucking long, man?
Shit. It's the fucking pants that makes that shit look that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has to be.
And now, all of a sudden, everybody's wearing those pants and nobody has an ass anymore.
Nah, I don't know. Like, who determines that fucking looks good?
Well, not us. I'll tell you that much.
You know what's the problem in America? They need to ask more men. Like when it comes to like women, dressing, like what do you think about this?
So they need to ask straight men, not gay men.
Straight men, yeah.
Straight men, bro. And I think one of those things is probably the false eyelashes when they have them like really fucking long
And thick as fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, come on, that doesn't really look good.
No.
Like if you go on a first date and you wear those high waisted pants and you wear those fake ass eyelashes.
And they're thick as fuck, too?
And they're thick as fuck, right? Shit. And then their hair is tied in a bun.
I'm out.
That's a turnoff.
Yeah,
that's
total, a turnoff. Yeah. Total turnoff.
Total turnoff.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm done. Nope, not even going to get started.
Or let me keep going, then. How about maybe like some long nails?
I'm
like
out.
Really long nails.
I'm out. I'm
like
out.
Over an inch.
Like bedazzled and shit
bedazzled,
too.
Bedazzled.
I'm out. I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out.
Okay.
I don't like that shit either. I like simple, you know, just, you know, paint your nails or, mm-hmm. you know, get a little, you know, maybe a couple of, maybe an inch or so off your finger or whatever the fuck. The length.
Yeah.
You know, something simple as far as the paint.
Because they don't have to be all claws and shit, no. right? All long.
Yeah. I don't even mind the claws, you know, when they're pointy. Like the ones that are fucking pointy.
Really?
But as long as they're not long as fuck.
Okay.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'd say half an inch is probably the most they should
Something,
be.
Right, exactly. The eyelashes, you can have fake eyelashes, but they can't be, but they have to look natural.
Okay.
They can't look like they're fucking totally fucking fake, like thick as hell, long as hell. I'm out.
All right. So you show up and their makeup on their face doesn't match their neck.
I'm out. Oh. I'm out.
You're fucking out.
I'm out.
All right, you show up and they have those that the eyeliner that goes
jawless.
Yeah, the eyeliner that goes all the way to the side of their face. Like basically they're trying to look like a cat maybe. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Something.
You know, some of them are able to pull that off, but as long as they don't go too far back, I guess, right?
Man, I saw a bitch, she went all the way back to her ears. Looking like fucking Batman and shit.
Fool,
no.
That's you watching The Last Airbender. It's those fangirls.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, see?
Never mind.
Oh, wait. It was a show.
Because back then it used to be the eyebrows, right? Uh-huh. They used to color that in. I was like, you don't need to like put it all fucking dark. It's just weird. Like you can tell that it's fake.
You know, I don't mind that too much.
Really?
That's not okay. That's fine. That's okay.
Not a deal breaker.
It's just everything else, man. You know, no, too much makeup. I don't, you know, I'm not into too much makeup. You know, I want you to be able to look pretty, but also I don't want you to hide everything because you have so much fucking makeup on. When it's off, it's like you look like a completely different person.
True.
Yeah, nah.
What else is a deal breaker?
A big ass fake ass.
Bro, we've been seeing that over and over and over. And you know what? I've noticed that most black girls don't have a fake ass. Except. Last week, I went to a basketball game.
Uh-huh.
High school basketball game.
Yeah.
And there was a black girl with a fake ass. It was a disgrace.
No way.
A disgrace, bro. Because back when we were young, the only people that actually had a big ass were the black girls.
Right.
Right.
And they were the original, like the OG fucking ones with the big ass.
Yeah.
And this girl, she just wanted a bigger ass. It looked just weird, bro.
Yeah. You can tell it's like fake. And oh. But then
that's terrible. You know what I mean? Being black and not having a fucking ass. Like,
I'm sure she had an ass. And she just
you
wanted
think
a
she just wanted a
she
bigger
She was just
ass.
Lazy and didn't want to go fucking work out her glutes.
Exactly.
I'm like, come on, bro. Work out the glutes, goddammit.
She looked like she could have been fine.
There's a volleyball mom. You know, at my daughter's volleyball club, that has she's like this Colombian chick. She's attractive, but you know she's had a lot of work done.
Oh.
Like her face, her lips, her nose, her teeth, her tits, her ass, and everything looks fine. Like she didn't go overboard with all the shit that she did, except for the ass. The ass was like, it's too, the roundness is too narrow. You know how it curves down?
Yeah.
It doesn't curve down naturally. It's more like whoop.
And
it's disgusting. I'm like, God damn it.
She fucking ruined it.
I would fuck you so quick. But because of that ass, I'm going to do it slow.
See, she ruined her chances with Barlow's, man.
She did, man.
Damn.
God damn it.
If she only knew.
Man, but these girls do it. For attention from guys, right? Is that what we're...
What kind of guy, though? Like, what kind of guy, though? Like, for me, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, like, I see that. I see that, and I shy away from it, bro. Like, it's
and,
just...
And also because you're married, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
No,
but I'm speaking as a man first, but...
Right, yeah.
But, you know, but it's just... You know, you see an attractive person, right. And it's just kind of like, I think, natural instinct to be like, oh, well, that's a good-looking person, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, but right away, like, that's just like... What the fuck?
But I think we've gotten away from the more the natural is better approach. I think a lot of women think that the more they enhance themselves, the more they're going to be attractive to guys. And I don't.
Nah, eventually you look like fucking copy and paste.
Yeah, because I don't think that you have to wear that much makeup to be attractive. And if you're not attractive, I mean, you just have to work on your personality because there's some women. that are just really fucking cool.
Right.
And they start being attractive really quick once they're in a good environment with other people. You know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that can get sexy real quick, bro.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, because I think like when they're like what, like maybe a 5, a 6, but they're like they're funny and they're just good people, man. I think that bumps them up big
time. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, you give them more of a chance, you know, once you figure out, okay, you know, they're cool to talk to, they fucking can, you know, they can hold a conversation, make you laugh or laugh at your shit.
Right.
There you go.
So let this be a PSA, a public service announcement for women. You don't have to go
overboard
with your, what do you want to call it?
Trying to fix what's outside. Once you start with fixing what's inside.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Yeah, and go more with a natural look, man. I think something natural, you know, you can wear some makeup, but just keep it real light, man.
Like, I don't mind you having fake stuff on you, right? You know, fake tits, fake butt, but keep it natural. Don't fucking go overboard. Don't go too big. Don't do all that shit. The lashes, the thickness of those thick-ass fucking eyelashes, fuck, bro. No, man.
That's too much.
No. And then, you know, one other thing. You know how we're kind of bashing the fake women?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, what they're saying, you know, the listeners.
Sure.
The women, the
people?
The people.
The people!
They're saying, well, men, you know, they do shit too.
What do we do?
I'm like, well, yeah, and what's wrong with that? Especially when you're doing it, right?
Wait, what do we do?
What are we doing?
Oh. Wait, is it just me?
Are you stuffing your pants with a sock or something?
No. My wiener's all natural.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you know, they'd be like, you paid for that?
Well, you know, if I did, imagine how it was before I paid.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, for me, right? For me, you know, I did, you know, like I said, I got Botox, right? And that's not natural. Right.
Yeah, but you look natural.
Yeah, it's not like you look like crazy.
Right, exactly. You know, we'll see in 2 weeks when I do it again. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, guys are doing stuff like that, too. You know, some of the guys are, you know, like guys that are going bald, they're going to get, you know, hair transplant, or they're wearing wigs, or, you know, that you can't tell is a wig. So there's things that men are doing, but they're also not going overboard with that shit.
Well,
right.
Oh, you could tell that they're wearing wigs.
No. I mean,
they've come up.
I'm talking about a $300 fucking toupee that, you know, that's fucking.
Oh, then it's just my uncle.
And just, yeah, no, your uncle probably has one of those old school ones.
He just puts it on.
Oh, man, my uncle, man, he has one that looks like a mullet, but with no mullet. You know, it's just the top.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Well, he's supposed to take it and go get cut.
I don't know.
And styled.
Right, I have no idea, man. But I'm like, Uncle, you don't look like that.
He probably bought that shit on Temu.
This is your boy, L.O. Dot.
This is Allery.
And it's your boy, Vin, from Dakota 40 Podcast. Dakota 40.
When we're not listening to our podcast, we're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Because the motherfuckers are dope as hell.
Ask the Fellas.
Fucking hilarious.
Smashing comedy in your ear hole.
Hands down, Ask the Fellas.
Every week on your favorite platform.
All right, fellas. Have you guys ever heard of the grapefruit technique?
Yes.
What? Yeah,
I have.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, you know, when you eat grapefruit with like yogurt and shit, right?
Oh no, not to lose weight.
Oh, well, what are you talking about?
No, it's about sucking a dick with a grapefruit.
Whoa.
No, you're not sucking the dick.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you heard, but fuck that motherfucker. They told you that shit.
Is it? I didn't even know it had a name.
The hell?
El Frutero? Or who the fuck was telling
on
you?
What the hell?
Yeah, man. But shout out to Tori, man, from Chicana Chisme. She sent it to me.
All right, Tori, thank you.
Yeah, it's the grapefruit technique. And I was just like, what the fuck? Is that new? Like, and so I look on YouTube, and it's about 8 years old.
8 years old? Holy shit.
Yeah.
That means it's been around since the millennia.
Yeah.
Since the 1900s.
Not the 1900s. 1900s.
Oh man, so yeah, so basically there's a video. We'll play it right now, but yeah, you cut up a grapefruit, make a hole, and I guess they slide it on the fucking penis and the girl's like jerking you off with this grapefruit.
Wait a minute. Like a pocket pussy.
Kinda. It's supposed to feel like a pussy.
Oh.
And then while she's like sucking your dick.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But you see, for me, you know, I would prefer like an orange.
Why an orange?
Because it's a little, you know, it's a little smaller. I mean, I don't know. I have a wiener, remember?
I thought you needed the vitamin C.
Is it the vitamin C?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not the one eating the orange. Okay. By the way, it's a girl. No. So maybe she's coming down with a cold. She needs to load up on her vitamin C.
Wow.
I was going to say a tangerine, but I think that would have been... That's probably too small. and they're a little flimsy, right?
Right.
I don't think they would hold up. Bro.
Okay. So no tangerine. I, you know, an orange would be good.
What about a kiwi? You okay with a kiwi?
That's way too small, bro.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Kiwi seems like it would itch.
I know, right?
That's true.
Right? Well, because of the little hairs, right?
Yeah, I know. Mm-mm. But see, that's like pussy hair, right?
It's like friction. It creates friction.
Yeah.
Can I just have sex with a pussy?
I don't know.
Why do we need fruit?
Oh, I mean, right now you're unsullied.
Oh yeah, I'm an unfucked unsullied.
Yes.
Hey, copyright patent pending. Hey, Jerky, you know what? Make me a shirt. Unfucked unsullied.
Okay.
Yes. Copyright patent. Would you wear it?
Hell yeah, I would.
Really?
Hell yeah.
They might get them laid, bro.
On a trip.
Really?
I'm an unfucked unsullied.
Oh, nice.
Ask me how long it's been.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You're really going to get fucked then.
Hell yeah. Let's do it.
Damn.
Shit. All right. Let's play a couple of clips from this video.
You want to start from the start or you want to go in the middle somewhere?
Maybe in the middle.
In the
bro.
Middle. All right. Here we go.
She talks too much.
All right.
And she's ugly. I'm a jerk.
Your finger and push the flesh back. It's just grapefruit. Now, when you grapefruit your man, he has to be blindfolded. There's no ands, ifs, buts,
because she's ugly,
why?
Huh?
If you came to the bedroom,
so he's
got to
be blindfolded.
What
right?
is your man going to say? What are you going to do with that? Is it going to burn and all that other thing? So you don't want any of that. So this
is
what you do.
Is it going to burn?
Say, baby, you know what? Tonight, I want to do something a little freakier.
That fool has STDs and shit.
Blindfolded. Your man will blindfold himself if he knows he's going to get some head. So now, your man is in the bed.
What?
You have the grapefruit already prepared.
Hold on. I will not blindfold myself.
I like visuals, bro.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? I don't want to be blindfolded.
No way.
I want to see exactly what you're doing.
Right.
That's a turn on right there, man. Like, we're visual creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is she talking about?
Yeah, she don't know what she's talking about.
Mm-mm. Bed, he smelled the citrus in the air. He thinks you have on some new Victoria's Secrets or something. He has no idea. And what you're going to do is be a woman of your word. Now, you have to get his penis erect. So what you're going to do is just suck his dick. That's like you said you were going to do.
All right. What the fuck?
What is she doing?
Holy shit. This is nice and wet.
All right. Stop it. Stop it right there.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck? You know what? If she was sucking my dick like that, I'd be done. I'm like, you know what? You need to go home. That is too much noise.
Right,
God damn it.
Right. That's like a deal breaker, right?
Like, dude. There's there are levels of volume when it comes to fucking sucking someone's dick, and that is like too fucking.
Yeah. Like, how does she even make that noise,
seriously?
Bro?
I don't know, man. She sounded like what, like a Chewbacca or some shit, right? The fuck is going on,
man? She's sucking a chrome off of that fucking pipe, bro. Holy shit! All right,
the grapefruit from your mouth. You're going to twist up and down.
Okay,
and
so she cut up the grapefruit like in off. She lopped off the sides.
The sides.
She put a hole in the middle.
Right. So it looks like a donut.
All right. So, but obviously she did it to the size a little bit smaller than what the dick would be, right?
Yeah, correct. And that dildo right there.
Yeah, that dildo.
Yeah.
She's holding. It's a pretty big dildo, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I would want it the hole a little smaller, but it's okay.
It's like, what is this? A hula hoop?
fuck the head at the same time.
Oh my God! There she goes again. What the fuck? Okay,
now
stop
ladies,
it.
Remember.
You know what that shit sounds like? Like a fucking jet engine.
We were not adding to the noise. No, this was it. All her.
Yeah.
Wow, it did sound like an engine, right?
It's a fucking, is that a 787?
It sounded like a broken engine if you think about it. Fuck? Like something was rattling inside. It sounded fucking awful. All
right, keep playing that shit.
Grapefruit is also a fat burner, so you're actually losing weight. Now, once you're doing this technique,
she's
it feels amazing to him,
dumb.
But he still has no idea what you're doing. So what you want to tell your man to do is this. Take the blindfold off. He's going to be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing? But he'll never say stop. All he's going to be thinking is, I could have been fucking a grapefruit all these years. And that's the grapefruit technique.
No.
Wow.
If I take my blindfold off and I see you fucking.
Jerky, can you close your screen? This is the fucking man on that shit.
Oh, yeah. He's like, it's turning me on.
He's like, we're trying to do a podcast here.
Oh, my God. All right. So I'm going to say no to the grapefruit.
Really?
Grapefruit fucking technique.
Come on.
Okay.
Man, that's, I'm out. What if she's going to enjoy that, man? Obviously, it'll taste better, too.
So
no, man.
So if she brings it up, not just this girl, like if. Hot fucking chicken. She's like, you know what? I want to try something new with you.
How new is she?
Like new, like maybe a couple like, couple like, months, 2 months.
Shit.
No. And she no.
Nah.
No.
No. I'm so, out. Because when you're sucking a dick, it should taste like sucking a dick. When you're eating a pussy, it should taste like you're eating a pussy.
Yeah, but why do you care what she's tasting?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be eating her fucking pussy, too. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. You're not doing the fucking
and
technique
asking
to her.
Let
pussy.
Me do a Fruit Loop challenge.
Let me put a couple of Fruit Loops in
there. A fucking flying technique on you.
Stupid ass.
Hey, don't knock it. That sounds delicious.
Hey, I'm game.
You know what? So I can lose weight, I'm going to do a pineapple technique on
there you. There you go. Wait, hold on.
How this bitch throw in the fucking weight loss in there, man? Stupid ass.
She's like, well, if you were a big girl, you know, you want to lose some weight without telling her.
Yeah. Give her some grapefruit on your dick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would shy away from it. I would try it at least once. At least
Man,
once and be like.
Messy, bro.
I know, but sometimes what? Sometimes you just got to try shit, bro.
Yeah, just get some of those comforters that are waterproof, bro. That'll be awesome.
I mean, I have one, but.
There you go.
That's a mess.
Yeah, I try it once, and if I don't like it, I'm not
I'm
gonna
out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but if she's making that fucking kind of noise, that's an automatic fucking disqualification.
Whoa.
Dude, somebody that's like over slurping like that, I can't take them seriously. I would fear for my dick.
Yes, I know.
I would fear for my dick. I don't know. Like I just couldn't.
I've never ever heard a noise like that. You know, while in the bedroom.
Right. Imagine, I would imagine in my head, like, somebody wearing a predator mask fucking attacking my dick. Like, come on, man.
Well, you know what? I get why she was doing it. You know, the grapefruit is juicy, right?
Sure.
So she needs to suck up all the juice.
Oh, wait, but wait a minute.
She did it without the grapefruit.
Yes, she did.
Oh, you're right.
That's just her technique, bro.
Yeah, I was like, grapefruit.
Is that like an attractive thing for...
But you know, some dudes are into that shit. Like the noisier, the better.
Really?
You know, the fucking girls that are fucking gagging or fucking crying, like all teared up.
Or throwing up.
Throwing up and spitting. Like,
oh, hell no, man. That's just disgusting.
Throwing up in your mouth.
I could imagine feeling like a freaking drips like coming down your balls. That'll feel weird, right?
I mean,
that's not too bad.
Yeah, because I've had that before, but it wasn't like... It was like other stuff, you know. Like,
oh no, so the other stuff is fine. Oh, no, okay. I'm talking about like a lot of drool, like coming down your ball.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the drool.
And then going down your asshole and just fucking sitting there.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, that's all right. A little sloppy toppy.
Sex is not clean, bro.
I understand.
It's fucking
that.
Dirty as fuck.
Oh man, that would just feel
really.
Weird.
That would just be too much.
Too much for me, especially if it's throw up or something.
No, well, yeah, you don't want
what if it's just drool? And then, you know, what if your finger kind of goes down there and it kind of penetrates you a little bit?
Her finger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. Not fucking...
my finger.
He's like, don't mind me.
He's like, I'm just trying to get the drool out of my asshole. Dude,
that's fucking... that would be a weird request, too. What if she's like, babe, just finger your own ass.
Oh my God.
Like, that'll turn me on. I don't do ass play, bro. I just can't.
I don't know if it's necessary, man.
Yeah. Well, you don't even
I don't even eat ass.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's horrible.
Yeah, like if I could eat my own ass, I don't think I would do it.
What about for $100,000?
No. I wouldn't do it.
You can shower before.
For five, I'm gonna take one out of Jericho's book for $500,000, and yeah, I have to be freshly showered. I'd do it. I would do it, and I would let my son film it.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, I was reading an article on Instagram, and this lady was basically talking about the death grip and how bad that is for sexual function, for male sexual function.
Death grip.
The death grip. Yeah.
What?
You guys want me to put this on like a little clip on the?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
All right.
Is she slurping too or what? She got that predator slurp.
She got that fucking Dyson sucking function and shit.
Death grip is essentially using a very firm and aggressive grip during the time of masturbation. Now, this is thought to lead to some sort of desensitization of the penis, where essentially things that used to be pleasurable, like, for example, intercourse or penile-vaginal intercourse, no longer feel good enough or strong enough to make you climax. Now, why does this happen? When you are exposing your body to the same thing over and over again, the same exact way, particularly something like death grip, it can lead to habituation. Now, your hand can create a lot more force and pressure than potentially a vagina can, depending on how firm you are gripping it. And so when you go to have penile vaginal intercourse, you may not experience the same stimulation with in terms of firmness, pressure that you would get with your hand, making it more difficult for you to climax because your body has now habituated to that sensation of death grip. And this has a term, it's called idiosyncratic masturbation.
I don't see where the problem lies here.
In the death grip?
In the death grip. What I mean is, isn't premature ejaculation more of a problem than not fucking climaxing so too fast?
Well, that also depends on how long it takes you to climax.
Yeah.
You know, women don't want you, you know, in real life, women don't want you to go on for fucking hours and hours and hours.
What?
Yeah.
You know, at one time, you know, you can go for a couple of hours, but... you should be able to climax every fucking 15 to 30 minutes.
15 minutes?
So minute men are the new studs, Jericho.
What? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes, man.
When did this become a trend?
Yeah, fuck all that 3-hour shit, man.
What the fuck? I thought it was something that maybe some of our listeners, some of the people.
The people.
Wanted to kind of, you know, learn that maybe that if they what do you call that thing? Premature ejaculation. A death grip is probably one of their techniques that they can use to not come as fast.
Okay. So you're saying a fucking I mean, if you're trying to have sex, you can't have a death grip while you're having sex, right? So you have to use like a fucking cock ring, right?
No. What she is saying is if you like, basically, you know, like you practice for the game, you practice for the big game. Right? Like
the
Super Bowl.
But that's only guys, though.
Yes, but like when you're having sex with a girl, that's the big game. That's what we're talking about. See.
It's a euphemism.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a euphemism.
Yeah, euphemistic.
McTorres, what's a euphemism?
A euphemism is something that people say that, how do I define this? It's something that people say, like a word that people use that can mean that same thing, kind of. It's like a connotation.
We use connotation. Wow,
I use it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you practice for the big game and, you know, like you come too quickly, the death grip will help you kind of just allow you to last a little longer.
Okay.
And that I think that's a problem for a lot of men, I think, right?
But why are you going to choke the shit out of your dick?
Well, that's what they do, right? I don't know. Like, when you're a kid.
Have you ever done it? You never choked the shit out of your dick? Just see it, like, turn purple?
Nah.
Really?
That's what I like a smooth little stroke.
Really?
Consistent.
Oh, like, yeah. You just basically just.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If I'm in the shower, I lather up a little bit.
Uh-huh. With what, shampoo?
Shampoo.
Okay. Not some the shampoo, bar, right?
Or sometimes if I want to make my dick kind of smooth, I put some conditioner.
Okay.
You know, just kind of go to town, but you know, it's so smooth.
Sometimes I like to exfoliate it, so really? I use my scrub shampoo.
Okay.
My scrub soap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about using your loofah? Would you recommend
that? I've never put my dick in my loofah, man.
No.
Never.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that hurts. Oh,
it's at the loofah technique.
That's the trabajo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loofah technique. Well, that's where choking the chicken came from, right?
Yeah.
You choke the shit out of your dick.
Mm-hmm. Damn. You know, I've never been that aggressive with my dick.
You've never
man.
Been like upset? And you're like, fuck.
You know what? Sometimes when it's been like really like rock hard, just to be like, oh, all right, I'll squeeze it and be like, man, yeah, hell yeah.
Yes, and you just leave your handprint on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but not while I'm like jerking it, where I'm like oh. just like holding on for dear life.
So you treat yourself well. You night.
Yeah,
nice
yeah.
Mood.
I may not want to come back. Oh. It's gonna be like not you again.
Do you recommend lube, like using lube while you're masturbating, or just like straight up, like with nothing, all dry?
I don't have time for that.
You don't?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't give my masturbation sessions are not sessions at all. They're just more.
Let's just get this
let's
done.
Let's get it done so that I can get out of my mind because it's in my mind.
Right.
And let's get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm in and out in just less than 5 minutes.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, in my younger years, I did try lube a couple of times, like, and yeah, it's different, bro. Like,
oh, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
It is.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't tried that, you know, don't knock it, man. Just try it. Yeah, but yeah, but to do that every time it's not realistic.
Now you just got to get it done.
Yeah.
Systems check, bro.
There's listeners that wrote in that said they use condoms to jack off.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. Wouldn't that get expensive?
That's just weird.
For Amazon, you can get 100 for like $2 and shit.
Wait, hey, fucking Timu.
Timu.
And they're ribbed. Ribbed for your pleasure.
But I guess they were like practicing for the big game to see if, you know, they like that though, certain condom or something.
I was never a fan of condom, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think that always turned me off.
How so?
Like, I don't know. I was just like, it's too much of a hassle. Just fucking no condom. I know.
Damn.
It's okay.
No, but see, that's how like diseases get spread, bro.
Yeah, but I was always careful. You know, I would, you know, make sure I would, you know, it was good girls that I was messing with.
I don't
no,
think
bitch,
it works
we
that
mean
way.
You.
Oh.
It's like, don't worry, Jerky. They were clean.
No, you.
You.
Well, if they're clean, then I'm clean.
No.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No, what do you mean? STD doesn't just manifest.
Well, sometimes they're carried by the male without knowing, and then they pass them out
to
the girl.
Yeah, but I have to get it somewhere, right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, every time that you fuck raw, you might pick it up somewhere.
Oh, because the guy, the other guy that she was with.
Yeah.
Was probably
yes.
Correct. Oh, God. You know what?
Yes.
You know, my 35 years of fucking, I should have known that. I did not know that.
He's like, I really want to get these bumps checked.
You can't call your dick ribbed.
You know what? You know what? The whole time I thought they were freckles.
Like, hey, girl, my dick's already ribbed.
I know, right? You got those natural ribs and shit.
You know, we don't need condoms for that.
Fuck. Damn, that shit is crazy, though. But I don't know. I would feel weird masturbating with a condom. I think that's just random. But yeah, if somebody, if any of our listeners have not used lube while masturbating, try it out, man. It's a game changer for real.
Yeah, or try a grapefruit. That'll work too.
Yeah, but you have to make the noise.
Oh,
Hey, I'm Sergio.
And this is Jeebus.
And you're listening to Ask the Fellas Podcast. Listen to Churros y Puros, where we talk a lot of shit. And we're all right, but give it a shot.
Hey, fellas, we have a listener question.
Okay.
This was okay.
No, bitch. You have to question our listenership.
I already did the first time.
I understand.
Do it again.
I mean, I believe the second one.
No. You have to do it.
God damn it. All right. Oh, no. What is it? What? We have a listener.
Wow, that was very half-assed, bro.
That was terrible.
That was the best I can do.
That had no excitement behind it.
Okay. What? We have listeners?
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Dude. No wonder we're losing listeners.
Dude, what? We're losing listeners?
See, he's more interested in that. No, Pop's from Chicano-ish.
Okay.
He sent in a question, but it's in the form of a YouTube video. So would you like me to play it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Of course.
Am I the a-hole for not giving my husband my escape money when I saw that we were financially struggling? I, a 34 female, have recently ran into a situation with my husband, a 37 male, and I'm curious about if I am the a-hole here or not. So me and my husband have been together for 8 years, married for 7. When I got married, my mother came to me privately and talked about setting aside money as a rainy day / escape fund if worse came to worst. My husband has never showed any signs of being dangerous and rarely even gets upset, but the way my mother talked about it, it seemed like a no-brainer to have. When me and my husband got together, we agreed I would be a stay-at-home wife. We are both child-free, so that was never a concern. My husband made a comfortable mid-six-figure salary. All was good until about 2 years ago, he was injured at work in a near-fatal accident. Between hospital bills and a lawsuit that we lost that ate up nearly all of our savings. I took a part-time job while my husband was recovering, but when he fully recovered, we transitioned back into being unemployed as my husband insisted that it was his role to provide. He currently is working 2 full-time jobs and Ubers on his days off to keep us afloat. Here's where I might be the a-hole. I do all of the expense managing and I have continued to put money into my escape account. Although I significantly decreased from $750 a month just to $200 a month. That's a lot. My husband came home exhausted one night and asked about downsizing because the stress of work was going to him. I told him downsizing would not be an option as I had spent years making our house a home and offered to go back to work. He tried to be nice but basically told me that me going back to work wouldn't make enough. After an argument, my husband went through our finances to see where we could cut back. He was confused when he saw that I had a regular occurring withdrawals leading back to years, and he asked me about it. I broke down and revealed my money to him, which now sits at about $47,000. After I told him all this, he just broke down sobbing. His POV is I treated him like a predator and hid money from him for years, even when he was at his lowest. I told him that the money was a precaution I would have taken with any partner, not specific to him. He left the house to stay with his brother and said I hurt him on every possible level. But my mom says this is exactly what the money is for and should bail now. Am I the a-hole?
That's a long question.
That was a long question.
But in essence, what we're talking about here is a woman that, you know, pretty much hid money that the husband made. But this was her escape money in case he started beating her or started being like a dick to her or whatever. And this will set her up at least to just leave the house without having to worry about, like, you know, having anywhere to stay.
Right.
Which, that's...
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
But this is where I have a problem. The fact that he's the one that's working, he's making the money, and he does not know where his money is going. Ooh. That is his fault. That is his fault. If $700 is missing out of the account every fucking month, he deserves to lose that money.
Well, that was before he lost his job, his well-paying job. And then, you know, she says she cut down from $750 to $200.
Right, right.
Still, she has $47,000. They're fucking almost broke. Why is she still putting away money? I think $47,000 is enough to fucking escape. Right. Don't you think?
Yeah, enough to escape their situation. She could have used that money to, you know, pay off whatever the fuck, whatever bills they had. You know, maybe they're still paying for cars. Maybe they can use that $47,000 to pay off those 2 cars. Right. I'm sure they have more than one car.
Right.
And the thing is, I think her if everything was going good in the relationship at this time,
and it's been
she,
a year.
Yeah. She could have said, you know what? I had a little money, or my mom has set aside some money for me or something, right. Made up a fucking story.
True.
And been like, you know, just to kind of help us out. Like my mom loaned me $30,000.
Some more lying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Why not? That's the foundation of a good relationship. No, wow. but I still like going back to I'll pose the question to you, Barlos. Like, if you're the sole winner and you're handing over your checks, do you not keep track of your money at that point? Like, you wouldn't question or look into your account every once in a while and be like where $700 withdrawal? Like, babe, like where did this money go?
I would check. I would continue to check because my mind is always on, you know, where's my money? How am I spending it?
Right.
So I would continue to do that. Even though, you know, quote unquote, I'd be married to somebody that I would supposedly trust. But again, you can't be 100% trustworthy.
Right.
You just never know. Right. You just never know.
In this case, the dude was making mid six figures, which means about $500,000 a year.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Mid six figures?
Yeah.
500,000?
Yeah.
Oh, so at that point. No, I was
thinking. Wait, what you think?
Like a 150.
150,000?
That's what I thought.
No, 150. That's low six figures.
Oh, mid. Okay, yeah,
so,
gotcha.
$700.
Oh, yeah, 700 ain't shit. Never mind.
That's why he was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, okay, never mind. I see that now.
Okay, you know, listeners, we're sorry. It was a mathematical issue with Victorious.
Yeah. No, okay. If I'm making 500 and 700, it'll be like
700 goes like really fucking quick.
Yeah, like
day.
20, right. 20 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. So
I redact that.
But even like if she's putting away a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Somehow, like once things go bad, she needs to, one, stop.
Right.
Two, if the family needs it, she needs to, come up with the truth and say, here, I have some money put away.
But you know who the real vulture in this fucking thing is?
Who?
Her fucking mom.
Yes.
Oh, the she's the one putting the shit in their head.
Yes.
Oh, put the money away just in case he's an asshole. Just because your husband was an asshole doesn't mean that this guy's going to be an asshole.
That's right.
I mean, come on. You know, give us some credit. You know, maybe, you know, a lot of us lived in a household that was violent. You know, our parents or, you know, our moms would get beat, whatever, right? But, you know, some of us were able to fucking go through that and realize that's not the life that we wanted to live.
Right.
So we're able to actually live a life, a nonviolent life with our partner.
Right.
And the thing is, like, who knows what their situation is? Like, maybe she used to get an allowance from her man, you know what
I
mean?
On top of the 700, huh?
Right.
That's
right.
True.
And so maybe she was pulling the 700 from her allowance. But then later it said, I kind of got lost a little bit on the thing, but I think later it said that he tracked it back, right?
Right.
He tracked it back that there was $700 withdrawals.
In any case, she has no right to put any of that money away for herself.
Especially not right now that they're struggling.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of selfish.
But even from the beginning, like escape fund and he's the sole breadwinner, that can't be legal in a way, right? Because she's hiding money. That's embezzlement in some cases.
Well, I mean, you can have separate accounts.
Yeah, but that's not her money.
It is her money. Whatever money he's making, you know, unfortunately, is her money too.
Is that really a thing?
Because they're married.
I don't know about that. Is that a thing in California?
Cherokee.
What?
Get a divorce and see what happens.
Why?
Both of you motherfuckers, get a divorce and see what happens.
What?
Because both of you have been married since you were 12.
Yes.
So you're fucked.
What?
Is that 50%?
Because after 10 years, they take 50%.
What?
And on top of that, if you make more money than they do, they get alimony.
Whoa.
Oh, good thing my wife makes more than I do. She's like, I'm getting alimony.
What?
Victoria's wife is like, cheaper to keep him.
Man, but no, it doesn't. I don't think that that anybody has the right to fucking hide money. You know, like if you're in a relationship.
Right, you shouldn't hide the money.
Right.
Right.
So if you're in a relationship, you should have a rainy day fund.
Right.
Right.
But you shouldn't hide that from your partner.
Right. Right.
You know, and another thing, you said something about the mom being the monster here.
She's an influencer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She's mm-hmm. planting the seed mm-hmm. for yes. sure.
And the way that I see it, if you expect something to happen,
it
eventually will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, if she sees her husband as like somebody that will potentially hurt her in a right. in a very violent way, she will start doing things. She will start kind of shaping the situations mm-hmm. for him to just go in that direction eventually.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think people do that. Like, if you expect somebody to cheat on you, you're going to start treating them like a cheater, and they'll eventually just cheat.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
See, and that's the sad part, that she said that the husband was a good guy.
Right.
He was a good guy, and yet she still questioned, like, should I let him continue to fucking struggle, or should I come through with this money?
That was terrible.
That's
man.
Fucking terrible.
So,
yeah.
So, man, I don't know how to feel about this, man.
See, women.
No, it's not a woman problem. I think it's an advice problem, man. I think the mom was very, very terrible to, you know, give her that type of advice to a newlywed. You know, like, right. hey, say, put some money away. Have a rainy day fund and like have a way to access it if shit hits the fan. Mm-hmm. But don't hide
right.
money.
Right.
Don't make it an escape plan and right. shit. You know.
Or if she really did want to build some kind of fucking escape plan, like or fund, she should have gotten a job despite him saying I don't want you to work.
Right.
You know, like fuck it. At that point, you know, you have an account together and you can have your own account for your own leisure shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. And from there you can save whatever the fuck you want,
you know. Right. I think there's a little underlying issue there too, that, you know, from what I heard in that whole paragraph that she read, I think the guy may be a little controlling.
Uh-huh.
So there's a little bit of, you know, there's that aspect already there.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he's telling her, I don't want you to work, you know. Right. I got this, you know. I don't want you to be out there.
Mm.
'Cause he's trying to keep her from seeing the outside world, quote unquote.
Oh,
so you know, put yourself in her shoes too. You know, read into what the guy's saying, right. where he doesn't want her to work.
Or he can be fucking a gentleman, bro. Like maybe he's brainwashed to be like, it's right. my job to be the provider.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also know? That, but there's also the
right the other part. I see. Know, I see what you're saying.
Maybe the guy's a narcissist.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend, man. Like he used to like. Have like this girl and he didn't let her out, bro. Okay. Like it was just fucking sad. He'll fucking give her lotion and then he'll just tell her, put the lotion in the basket, you know, be a good girl, put the lotion in the basket. And then she wouldn't do it, man. So he would try to hurt her and stuff. So it was terrible, man. Like just he would do dumb shit like that.
I don't know this one.
She would rather get hurt than put lotion in the basket.
Yes. Cause like he would like, so what he would do is he put get a basket and get some rope and then, you know, to put it down the well and then, but he would make her put the lotion on so her skin will be soft. So once she like, cause he would skin her, you know, eventually,
yeah,
but
yeah.
He didn't let her out because then she gets sunburned.
Yeah. 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 And then you know, the little dog fell in the hole that she was being held. Right.
What?
She was kidnapped, right?
Oh, You know about this?
Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wasn't the guy.
Were you the one that tucked his dick behind?
No, like, no. I was a detective.
Oh, no. That was Buffalo Bill. You remember?
Yeah, this is Silence of the Lambs, man.
Huh?
Ah, Jerky, that's a fucking movie.
I'm sorry, what? No, that was my friend Buffalo Bill. He tucked his dick in.
Yeah, yeah, and Jodie Foster was in it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She's that lady. She saved the lady that was
and
in the
and Hannibal Lecter.
Right.
He goes, Clarice.
Yes. She was the one doing with the grapefruit.
This is your girl, Ashley Lana, and you're listening to the Ask the Fellas show at Waste of Time Radio, where even us ladies can be lady fellas.
All right. For real this time. Let's get the fuck out of
wait,
here.
Wait. For real?
Yeah.
Why, man?
I'm done.
We just got here.
I'm tired. We've been here for 10 hours already.
10 hours, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
What?
We've been watching videos all day.
I know. This is like a YouTube
episode.
That's
why.
Man.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? We lost track of time and shit. Went from a woman sucking a dick and to a fucking another one hiding money for her from her husband and shit.
I'm fucking bitter, bro.
Hell yeah.
I think I'm going to get home and check my fucking bank account.
I'm going to go home and hold this shit and fucking death grip my dick and shit.
All fucking angry?
I'm going to go find a grapefruit tree out there.
Hey, let's do it, man. Yeah, hey, next episode, everybody bring your own grapefruit.
I'll bring an orange. Oh, man. Fun times, fellas. Oh, we'll see you again next week. Maybe.
I don't gotta wait so long, man. Why can't we do this again on Friday?
You're crazy.
Why?
Because we got shit to do, man.
Oh, you're running out of mezcal too, bro.
I know.
Tell them what you drank today.
I drank Código 1530. That's one of my favorite mezcals.
Really?
I had. Yeah, I got this one for my birthday about 2 years ago.
Wow. How much is that bottle?
This one I think is about $80.
Nice.
It's not that expensive.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not that expensive. It's a beautiful bottle. I posted it on my Instagram, so you know, letting y'all know we have a new episode on Friday.
Very nice.
Yeah, and viernes.
Mezcal Mondays. All right.
Mezcal Mondays.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait, what? I don't know how that.
Ooh, yeah. Mezcal Mondays, but our episodes don't even get released on Mondays anymore.
No, but we
record on Monday to get ready for Friday.
Oh, yeah. Mezcal Monday.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm loving this recording on Monday because it just makes the week go by so much better, man.
And we have more energy because, you know, recording on Wednesday. By Wednesday,
we may or may not be dragging by that time.
Yeah. It's because we're doing all that humping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking humping.
Who's humping?
I'm humping.
You just fucking dry thrusting.
What am I humping?
Anything, bro.
A grapefruit?
A couch, a grapefruit. Anything that crosses your path, bro.
Oh, man. With that said, fellas, zip it up and zip it down,
motherfucker. Hell yeah, man. Great fucking show. A lot of fucking laughs. All right. I'm going to give you guys a joke this week. Did I give you a joke last week? I think I did. But here's another one. All right, so what's the difference between a G-spot and a golf ball?
I give up.
A guy will actually search for a golf ball. That's halfway true. some guys don't need to search for the G-spot. They know where it's at.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's kind of high.
Yeah, not for me. Oh, man, but, yeah, great laughs, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate all you guys. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I don't have a movie to recommend. And it's just very sad, man. But I do have a TV show that you may or may not like. It's a little hard to get into, but it has some good moments in it. It's called La Lola.
La Lola.
La Lola.
La Lola, yes. So. Uh-huh. It's this guy that sleeps with a woman and pretty much doesn't call her back. And she goes to a bruja, and she turns him into a woman. A fine woman at that. But he has to go through the entire, like, series as a woman.
Damn. Next episode we'll talk about if you would become a woman, what would you do?
Or what, 24 hours?
Yeah.
And that's next up on Ask the Fellas. So
Bartles is a woman.
I'm like, shit.
I know I'm going to buy a red dress for sure.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. hasta Fellas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Podcast.